Scott Walker is volunteering to pay for his share of a state pension benefit if he's elected governor this fall. After speaking to the Brown County Taxpayers Association in Green Bay, Walker was asked to estimate what that promise will cost him.
I wrote the number down. It's $5,632 a year.
Depending on an employee's salary, Walker says that number will vary. Besides his pledge to voluntarily chip into his pension, the Milwaukee County Executive will introduce a budget measure to make every state employee do likewise. He says it will save taxpayers $180 million a year.
If we're going to balance the next state budget and still provide for core services in the state, we're going to need to do that. It's something that nearly every other employee, worker outside of state government is doing right now. We think it's only fair that if everybody else is doing it, that's the same thing we should ask of our state workforce.
That workforce includes employees of Wisconsin Public Radio. Also, Walker said he will announce a plan soon to reduce the costs of state employees' health care coverage.
And what we're talking about are very modest changes, changes that nearly everyone else outside of government is making here today.
Scott Walker faces fellow Republican Mark Newman in a September primary. The winner will run against Democrat Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.